And boy, appreciate you tolerating all that. But anyway,
it's fun to watch men argue like that.
We weren't arguing. They
over
would just
important issues.
I was telling them why I'm right.
Yeah, the healthy debate.
Who
I kinda like it.
Who do you think is right?
It's obviously me. Go ahead.
Tune in tomorrow.
Good one.
I'll just say this.
Take a vote. Good. I want you to vote.
Well, let me tell you who's got his fingers on the microphones. That would be me.
Those aren't microphones.
So if I were you, I'd suck up to me.
Wait a second.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know what? We can all come together, have a cold beverage for fun tomorrow.
Yes.
And settle our differences.
So where is it at?
It's inside. The River Market. Inside the market hall where the food vendors are, we're clearing it out. We've got Big John Miller setting up in the middle. It's going to be super cool, but warm. Instead of freezing everyone out in the pavilions, we decided this was a great thing to do. We're going to have beer for sale down in the tower. All of our vendors are going to be open. Some of them are offering special menus, like Sweet Soul's got the pork chop slider. So if you want to get some snacks, you can too.
What's the website to get updated on that? Because I know sometimes the vendors switch. And like one day I walked by there and there was a bunch of bikes out in front.
Yeah, that's rivermarket.info has all of our vendors inside the market hall. And when we change vendors out, then, you know, we fix that up.
But can I have a question?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
My question would be, is this a one-time deal or we're going to test the waters and maybe bring it back like full bore?
This is a special celebration.
For Wally?
Yes.
All right,
Wally, will you please come to
tomorrow? You were down there in the 90s, weren't you, Wally?
Yeah.
I was down there. Justin was down there.
The River Market's how many years old?
1996 is when we opened. You do the math. I'm a marketing girl.
That's like 18 years.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This is just a great way. You know, this is something that the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau could give back to the community as part of celebrating the Clinton Library's 10th anniversary because it was so popular back in the 90s, back when he was in
Jennifer
administration.
Jennifer Aniston walking around town. Right? In 04?
Forget her.
Not during his opening, but the Big Downtown Thursday is what we're kind of going back to. And in the mid-90s, Big Downtown Thursday was a thing that
was
held out in the...
No, I'm sorry. It was the thing.
It was the thing.
It wasn't a thing.
It was the place to go. And, you know, it was a way to, you know, you had everybody working downtown.
Yeah.
It was a way to keep people downtown.
It grew into
the
bomb.com.
Yes, good work with it. It was awesome.
Yeah, and so, but it was in May and September, and it was Thursday nights, and we'd have a couple thousand people that would come out into the pavilion.
Live entertainment.
Well, eight each year, right?
Eight each year, essentially. Every Thursday in May, every Thursday in September. So the weather was really nice, but we chose to bring it back as a way to, as Libby said, celebrate this 10th anniversary, kind of harken back to the days of Clinton's glory, and offer those people who attended that kind of event during that time a little...
Is he going to be there tomorrow?
No. I would be so surprised if he showed up tomorrow.
Since it's going to be cold, why doesn't he let us use his trailer since it's just sitting over
there? Oh, no, come on. That's a museum.
Oh, I'm sorry. Manufactured home. Can we use his manufactured home for the party tomorrow?
I think it's got to have wheels on it before you can call it a mobile home.
That's true. It's not
going to
be mobile. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. So,
it's there to stay.
It's manufactured home. Anyway.
So what time?
It's manufactured.
5:30 to 7:30. It's happy
hour. Do
I have
to leave at 7:30?
You have to leave my building at 7:30, but we do encourage you to go out into the district to your favorite spots, continue on with your evening.
That was the
genius.
We're
working with our bar and River Market friends to extend their happy hour for the people who attend our event. You'll have a special wristband for that. So it's all the more reason to make your Thursday night keep going after this.
I'm telling you, bro, when I first moved here, it was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So then you like go down there and then it's over. And you're like, well, now we can go to the bar. Now we're going to stay out really late. I'm going to have a great day at work on Friday, or maybe I won't show up at all.
I got back in 04, and it was still rocking. It was rocking 04.
It kind of, I brought it up to our staff a couple years ago. We had somebody else that was doing our promotions before Jeremy, before Matt, before, I guess, in between Lindy. But anyway.
There was somebody before Lindy?
It was after Lindy, but it was, anyway. So I was like, let's do Big Downtown Thursday. And they're like, okay, we'll do it. And then like, we're going to move it to this other district that isn't in the River Market and isn't really Big Downtown Thursday. I'm like, well, that's stupid. You just took the great idea and you didn't at all. It's not even close. And
can
so,
I ask you a question, though, about...
Anyway, it should happen again.
I understand that Bosco's is no longer...
That's correct. And it is true that that Damn Goods is going in there, and they will have a brewery.
Yep.
What is the... it's changed names, but the one that's...
It's underneath, used to be Underground Pub. Bubba's? That's empty Bubba's? Right now.
Is it really called Bubba's?
It was like Bubba T's.
It's been closed for a while. It is an available space as far as I know. If anybody's interested,
cool
contact Moses Tucker.
I mean,
they manage that building. Yes, it could be a really cool spot.
I may call because I want to start a social club.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
They don't need a social
club.
That's
what we had at Wachita Baptist. We had social clubs. We didn't have
this
fraternities
or
anything.
No, you get a secret password and those kinds of things.
Speakeasy.
I'm really curious to see how Damn Good will do in that spot. It is a great location. Certainly when you have amphitheater events, for security amphitheater events, it's great to overlook that.
That balcony.
Same deal with that spot that used to be Underground Pub. I'm not even pretending like that was anything after that.
No kidding.
Underground was pretty tight, though, back in the day. That was definitely a place
what
we would go hang out.
What was the last year of Underground Pub?
Well, it's been probably four or five years ago.
It was shut for 3 years or so before this other place came in. Yeah. One of the things about Damn Goods in the River Market is that they are going to have what they call a slice bar. So you could go in and buy a slice and probably a side or something, which would be really great for additional lunch business instead of having to wait for an entire pizza.
Question for you: What would you suggest parking situation for tomorrow? Is there any?
There's a garage right there.
We've got the River Market parking deck that's just right behind Flying Fish. So it's just like
I think that
literally
deters people. I don't know of all the places even now that I can park or I can't.
There's three places that there's four alternatives for you to park. You can park right behind our building, which is north on Ottenheimer. That make any sense
I
to anybody?
There.
Okay. Right behind
Rev Room, like where Rev Room parking
LaHarp Furniture?
Yes, in that parking lot. Okay, you can find some street parking, which is always a little bit difficult. Yeah. You can go to the parking deck at 2nd and River Market
and that's
Avenue.
Free?
The parking deck?
Yeah.
Nothing's free.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Except admission to the event
free?
Exactly.
No parking is free, but admission to the event. There is free parking across the street, across 2nd Street to the south. In that parking lot that is underneath the
highway. Yeah.
And
look,
so there's
parking
across from Dizzy's.
It's the River Market. There's parking everywhere.
Well, I just got to be honest with you.
What?
Some people don't like to fight for it, but now that
there's
I know.
No,
that's just laziness.
I'll tell you, I've used that River Market parking deck all the time.
I always do.
It's behind Flying Fish. That's the parking
it's
deck.
Clean, it's
clean.
Well
it's
well lit.
It's really well lit.
Let me tell you something.
All right, I'll park there.
I've been parking in the River Market for almost 20 years. The
I'll
only time
there.
I've ever had a problem parking in the River Market is when Justin Moore played down there a few weeks ago. That's the first time.
You know what?
Let me tell you.
That's a good
problem. I worked down there and I had a problem that day. We had to open up a pavilion to let people pull around in to get tickets.
Yeah, it was out of hand.
Huge.
Good. I'm going to take a taxi.
That's fine, too.
You could take Uber.
I want to help the economy.
Well, you live right here. I mean, I would
absolutely
take a taxi.
You should walk.
Anyway, what time again? From when to when?
5:30. Come in at 5:30. Hang out with us till 7:30. We've got music. We'll have food vendors. We've got beer for sale. It'll be a really good time. Then take your friends out. Go out into the River Market District. Continue the night.
It is great for people like us who used to go because Big John Miller, he used to play down there back in the day. And it's just very reminiscent of the heyday that we experienced with Big Downtown Thursday.
The crazy late 90s, huh?
That's right.
Boy, those are the days.
I do want to talk about getting it going in Megan, though. We want to sponsor that. We want to make that happen.
We'll talk after this.
Yeah, we'll shut off the mics and we'll talk about it in a minute.
Don't you threaten me.
Shit. Okay.
I can't tell if that's interest or you're blowing me off.
I'm not doing anything.
Boy, this is really reminiscent of my days back at Big Downtown Thursday. I'm like, I can't tell if she's into this or she can't stand me. Can't wait to find out. Two beers from now, I'm going to get my answer.
6, 7, 8, 9, all right,
we appreciate you.
11,
thank you.
12, 13 food vendors in the River Market. That's impressive.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm pretty much all of them. I think one I'm still waiting on, but everyone else is planning to be open Thursday night. So grab a bite to eat while you are there.
Diana, Libby, thank you.
Thanks,
Justin. We appreciate you all very much.
Guys.
When we come back, we'll fight about football again. We are going to talk about Arkansas and LSU. I want to get Wally's thoughts. He did, I believe. Did you already give it away that you're picking Arkansas this week?
I have not.
Okay, I got a feeling.